views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris and welcome to Limelight Radio. We have a very special show today. I am so honored to introduce you to a wonderful foundation out on the West Coast, the Limelight Foundation, which is uniquely dedicated to raising funds for the treatment grants for children and young adults suffering with Lyme disease and raising Lyme awareness. Limelight Foundation is the only nonprofit in the country to issue significant treatment grants. So we're going to have a wonderful conversation with Limelight Foundation today. And we also have a very special guest that I know all of you have been so eager to hear from. I had the wonderful fortune of meeting her earlier in May. She is the Olympic skier that so many of us know about, Anjali Van Lannen. So she's going to join us today also. But let's get started today with Phyllis Bedford. Phyllis, welcome to Limelight Radio. I love having you on air.
Well, thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Yes, it's such an honor. And we share similar names. We're both Limelights.
Well, Anjali and I were joking that, you know, she's Limelight, you're Limelight, we're Limelight. You know, it's a very Limelight oriented group.
I know, it's fantastic. So listen, we've got to get the news out about your fantastic foundation and all the hard work you've been doing. Can you please educate our listeners on how you got started and what your mission is?
Sure. So my husband Scott and I started Limelight Foundation about 3 years ago with another couple. And both couples had daughters sick with Lyme disease. And we found through our journey the incredible, you know, expense and emotional roller coaster that comes when you're treating chronic Lyme. As I'm sure a lot of the listeners are out there aware of, is that insurance companies tend not to cover treatment for chronic Lyme disease, meaning that if you can afford it, you can get treatment for your children, and if you can't, you're kind of left on your own, both emotionally and financially, to battle the disease. So through our journeys, the two couples felt compelled to do something for others and felt compelled to say, okay, we were able to help our daughters try to regain their health. Let's do the same thing for other sick children. So basically, Limelight was created as a response to a vital need.
That's beautiful. I mean, and I truly know how many people are in dire straits with their children suffering. There's, you know, potentially several million children in this country alone that are in trouble. And it is such a burden. It's such a burden financially and emotionally. Beautiful work, Limelight.
So, Thank you.
Yes. And our beautiful young children, they need to flourish and to have the time to be outdoors and play and be youngsters. And this illness takes so much out of us.
That's true.
So what we'll talk with you a little bit more, but I'm wondering, tell us a little bit about some of the events that you've been doing to
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Well, one thing that we wanted to do was to make our events unique and fun. And so we came up with a great idea. Actually, an event planner who was a dear friend of mine came up with this idea, or she had been to an event called Dart for Art. And it's a very unique fundraiser where artists donate art, and we set up a little art gallery, and then guests take turns darting, meaning running, for art when their number is called. So it's this lively, I kind of call it, it seems like a four-year-old birthday party for adults, because it's just a very lively, fun event. And if you go to our website, you can see a video and images from the event. And the best thing is everyone is a winner, from the artists that get the exposure to guests, who every guest leaves with a piece of art.
Oh, so that's fantastic.
Really, no, it's really fun, and it's all included in your ticket price. So that's the fun thing. It's not like you buy it. You pay your fee, you know, your guest fee, and then you get a piece of art. Now, it may not be your first choice, but often it is. So that's what we do in March, and that's kind of our signature event. But our second event, which is coming up in August, is called Ride for Lyme. And it's a bicycling event within the Marin Century. And what Limelight Riders do is they raise funds via an online fundraising campaign. And they get all the perks of the Marin Century, but then special Limelight perks as well, like a pre-event dinner, massages when you're done. And we host two tents. We host an awareness tent where we touch over the 3,000 riders that are there that day for Marin Century, and also then a team tent, which is, you know, extra food and drink and so forth. So that's a really, really fun event. And if anyone out there would like to come ride with us, we would love to have you ride. Matter of fact, Anjali is going to come back and ride with us, which will be fantastic. And it's just a great event, because you're doing something athletic, and what our booth has is all educating people about Lyme. So it's everything from lemon detox water to green smoothies to power bars that we all use and so forth.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. Sounds like it's actually a lot of fun and such a wonderful
cause. Come, Katina, come join us.
Gosh, I know I'm on the East Coast, but I'll have to get myself out to you on the West Coast. So tell us your website so people can go and visit and learn more about this fabulous Limelight Foundation.
Sure. The website is limelightfoundation.org.
So easy. That's fantastic, everyone. limelightfoundation.org. You've got to get on board and get in tune to all of these wonderful events that they're hosting, and I know there's more to come. So meanwhile, Phyllis, stay on air with me while we get to speak with the fabulous Anjali Van Lennon. Thank you so much. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She was born and raised in Bellingham, Washington, and grew up on the steep and deep terrain of Mount Baker, one of the most raw and soulful ski areas in North America. Best known for her park and pipe prowess, it may come as a surprise that her true background and skill set is in her backcountry abilities.
Hi, Katina.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
So great to have you. I'm so excited
to hear about myself. On.
I know. And I'm going to put your full bio up. It's on the website for Limelight Radio and TransformationTalkRadio.com, so people can hear all about you and read more about
you.
You have such an interesting background, but it's a delight to have you on air here today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes, and thank you for your crusade here to help America and to help America's children.
Oh, well, it's so exciting to work with Limelight Foundation. I am a spokesperson for their work, and it's just been such a fulfilling experience to share my story and carry such a great cause with me throughout my career and my comeback to skiing.
I know. It's so remarkable, the experience that you've had and the grit and determination and your resiliency to make it back to being an Olympic athlete. I am so proud of you, even though
thank you.
Yeah, I mean, really, congratulations. It's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
It has, yes. Getting to return to skiing was a dream come true in itself, and this year qualifying for the Olympic team and going to Sochi and being a finalist was just, you know, a cherry on top. So happy to be here in California for Lyme Awareness Month, and there's some really good stuff going on, some events in the future that I'm really excited about as well.
Oh, I bet. We have so much to talk to you about, and it's almost time for our station break, believe it or not. But I just want to ask you, before we head off to station break, how did your relationship with Limelight Foundation come about in the beginning?
Oh, it's actually a really great story, if Phyllis wants to chime in, too. I posted a fundraiser online for the film Limelight that I made, the documentary, and Scott Bedford, co-founder of Limelight Foundation, found the link through a skiing website and followed the link and watched the trailer to the documentary I was making, and was so interested to know, you know, who I was and know what my cause was and get more details on it, that we set up a meeting. And because we shared the same name,
you have to tell Anjali that Scott called me and said, wait a minute, someone's taken our name and they're making a movie. So it kind of started that way.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh. That's great. It's total synchronicities, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, the same mission that both Limelight Foundation and I shared made it just the perfect match for us to work together.
Oh, that's perfect. I love it. I love these beautiful synchronicities. People walking the Lyme Road recognize this time and again as we are journeying and our healing and our process of transformation. So many beautiful synchronicities and kinships arise. And I have to say, this community is filled with absolutely amazing souls. So, both of you, please stay tuned with me. Audience, stay tuned. We're just going to get into the meat of the show right now. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. We'll be right back.
I don't know what's up there.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's DEERDEFENCE @gmail.com.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
I don't know what's up there.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. What a fantastic show today. We're visiting with the Limelight Foundation and Anjali Van Lennen, the Olympic skier who we all fell in love with this past winter and who I fell in love with and I met her in person. She is absolutely a delight. So Anjali, tell me a little bit more about the documentary in October of 2013 and all of the awareness that is going on now in the month of May.
So the documentary that I made is 30 minutes long and it's online for anyone to watch. You can find it through my website, AnjaliVanLennen.com. And it was made to support people going through Lyme disease and also educate people about Lyme disease who don't know about, you know, what causes it and how to prevent it. And in October of 2013, I got to come to California and Limelight Foundation hosted a premiere of the film where we showed it on a big screen for the first time, and that was just such a wonderful event. And then this May, being back here in California, I have some really awesome events I got to be a part of with Limelight Foundation, my favorite being the grant recipient reception, where I got to meet some of the people and families and children that are touched by Limelight Foundation's work.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh my gosh, you must just be cherishing these moments.
Absolutely. It really is the most fulfilling thing I've ever done, is to be a part of touching people's lives and supporting them through such a hard, challenging journey.
Oh, I know. I know. It is it's just such a treacherous journey for so many people. And everyone must go watch that beautiful piece that you've done. It's so important to share this news and information and your voice, how you're lending it to the equation. I know that you're reaching out and touching the hearts of thousands and millions with this work. And Limelight Foundation has a wonderful mission here in mind to help the children of our world. So what do you feel is the most important achievement of Limelight Foundation? What resonates with you?
I don't know if Phyllis wants to take this, but I definitely I could mention. For me, I think it's the outreach and the people that have been touched by this work. In 30 states across the country, 155 treatment grants have been issued and given out, and totaling in $600,000. So it's
That's fantastic.
The support is immense. Yeah, and ages 3 to 25. So just a range of people who have been helped by the great work that Limelight Foundation does.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll just add to that that when Anjali said that perfectly, but as important as the financial support is the hope that we give to these families. The letters often in the children's handwriting are just precious of, you know, just thank you for believing in me. Thank you for believing that this isn't in my head, or thank you for believing that I really have a real disease, and thank you for giving support to my family. So it's interesting how the financial support is obviously hugely important, but the emotional support is equally as important.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I know that those letters mean so much to you as well, that you really feel the full circle, that you reach out and touch them and help them, and then in turn you get this beautiful recognition coming back. That's wonderful.
Exactly.
Work.
Yeah.
Wonderful work. So, Anjali, this documentary, how and why did you produce it?
Well, through my own experience, realizing that there's probably a lot of people out there that struggled with sharing with their friends and family and their community what they were going through. That was really where the motivation came from, just feeling alone for a lot of years and not understood by people around me. I wanted to give support to other people who were sick with Lyme disease to help their families and friends understand, because with understanding comes compassion. And I really want to create an environment where there's a lot of compassion for people suffering from this disease.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's so needed, isn't it? It's such an isolating experience, as You know, I also am a survivor. I went 5 years misdiagnosed, 3 years bedridden, and lost everything that I had achieved in my life as a, you know, hardworking type A American. It was very hard to lose everything, my career and my home and savings. And here we are dealing with families that you all are interfacing with, and you see the loss and the loneliness. And I can imagine how important it is to offer that support. It's so confusing for people because it's a bit of a mystery until you get into the hands of the right practitioner.
Yeah, it can be really confusing. And also just spreading awareness, that's the second most important thing about the film, is I really wanted to reach people so that there wasn't misdiagnoses happening like it did for me, you know, going 14 years misdiagnosed. It was a lot of needless suffering that I went through, and contracting Lyme disease as a kid and getting bit by a tick, not knowing the severity of what that meant at the time. I really want to reach out to kids and educate them so they know to tell their parents that they got bit by a tick or that they came in contact with one. And just also getting out there what the symptoms are and letting people know that it can be such a wide range of things. And, you know, if someone's dealing with mystery illness, to get checked for Lyme disease and find a Lyme literate doctor to, you know, look into that option.
Definitely. Definitely. It's so promoted or under-promoted, I should say, the nature of what's going on with the ticks and the infections. And, you know, I would love it if this documentary could be played in schools and in libraries across America for our children.
Well, you know, that's actually what my goal has been from the very start, was to create a kid-friendly film that really, you know, shows what the dangers are, but not in a scary way, you know, in a way that they can really understand and remember. And through sharing, you know, information about Lyme disease through my story, I think, you know, there's a lot of really fun imagery of skiing in there too, I wanted to create a film like that so that I could, and I did. So it's 30 minutes also, so that I can bring it into schools, and that's, you know, the future of, you know, me and Limelight Foundation are, you know, right now putting all of that into action so that I can go in to schools and talk to kids about Lyme disease prevention, and also just being strong through hard times and goal setting and achieving your dreams.
Oh, yes. I love that. I love that message. So, Anjali, I want you to come back on the show. I'm hoping we can get you on next week so you can share your story, because everyone's dying to know your story specifically, what your journey's been like and how you made it through, and as an athlete, how you could endure this illness and the recovery and training and all these things. I want to talk with you more about that. So I'm looking forward to the next segment, which we'll bring to people next week, and you can share your story personally.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes.
I look forward to it.
Oh, I look forward to it too. And Phyllis, before we finish up today, could you just help our audience hear some more news from you about the mission of Limelight Foundation?
Well, you know, our mission, we wanted to really keep our mission simple. There's a lot, well, not a lot, but several Lyme foundations out there all doing good work. But we wanted to be, as you stated at the beginning of the show, uniquely dedicated to treatment grants. So we keep our mission very simple, and this really helps us. I mean, it's really focused on raising money through donor contributions and also through our fundraising events, and then turning around, keeping as little as we can to keep our office running, and then turning it around and giving it to out in Lyme awareness programs and also in treatment grants. So we're really a lean machine over here, and it's just we make money and give it away. So the real mission is just to allow children who cannot afford treatment to receive the proper treatment. That is really our mission.
Yes, what a absolutely perfect mission. And I am so impressed with you that in such short time that this foundation has been able to do such good work. Just amazing. And we're going to say it, your website again. It's www.LimeLight Foundation.
So it's Lyme, obviously, like Lyme, the disease, and then just lightfoundation.org.
Okay, great. And Anjali, what is your website? Can people visit you on yours?
Yeah, so AnjaliVanLannon.com. And if you try and look up my name, even if you spell it wrong, you'll probably find me on Google because there's no one else who has my name out there.
Right. It's, even if they just get to the van and they get L.A. in, I bet they'll find it, right? Oh, my gosh. Oh, thank you both for joining me. This has just been such a treat to be able to bring to the world, really, because our reach is across the United States and around the globe with Limelight Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. It's wonderful to introduce you to the audience and our listeners. So thank you both for joining me. And I look forward to bringing you back next week so we can have part two.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, it's a delight to have you. So, everyone, thank you for joining us today. And we're going to bring Limelight Foundation back and Anjali Van Lannon back next week and hear more about her story. So this is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
I don't know what's up there.